Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
The thick morning fog has come back, at least at Como anyway, so be very careful. And some showers around today with a max of 19, dropping to a chilly 7 tonight for a mostly sunny day tomorrow and 18. And the sunshine's going to continue throughout the weekend. Currently in Jindalee, it's 13.
Yes, happy Juniper, everyone. It's Kirsty and Dan for breakfast, and it's Juniper 2022, and Shannon's here.
Good morning.
Hello, my love.
Hello, my friend.
This is nice on a Thursday morning.
This is
I have
nice
not experienced
on a Thursday.
This.
Oh, because
small you look next to me.
I am petite.
But
that
look
is how they describe
how small
me.
You look. You look like a tiny human being. Am I that big?
Your head.
My head.
You
know,
you've got a large
hey,
head.
Hey, Shannon, how are you? Some better topics. You good?
I'm well. Thank you. It's nice to be here. It's foggy out there.
It is. It is
foggy. Careful on those roads.
Yep. And it's foggy in here because the favour of God is upon Juniper 20. As a real bad Christianese joke. Hey guys, we're sitting at 44,048.
We've gone over 44,000. Yes! That's amazing. Thank you so much. Family, Andrew is still matching dollar for dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It is seen and heard, and you get to see us on the websites right now.
Yeah, head to 98five.com. Webcams are on. You can see Shannon. She's sporting a motorcycle t-shirt.
Yeah,
she's a cool mom.
I've got plaid on.
Oh, see, I almost wore plaid. I missed the memo.
Yes.
Look at us. Damn. We're matching. We're basically matching.
No. But also, you get to hear Shannon regularly here on 98.5, and we hear lots of people say, oh, I relate so much to Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. So we're going to talk to Shannon a little bit more very soon. But in the meantime, let's get that tally ticking over. You are going to be matched dollar for dollar by Andrew if you call now, 9313-0985 or 98five.com.
Clear just got a little bit busier. There's been a crash on Hampton Road. It's closed between High Street and South Street in Fremantle. Emergency services are on site, but traffic is pretty heavy on approach. Avoid the area if you can. There's been a crash as well. Great Eastern Highway eastbound prior to Hardy Road in Glen Forest. The left lane is currently blocked and caution is advised. And some reduced visibility in various suburbs affecting through fog. Drive to the conditions, switch your headlights on and ensure safe braking distance. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you so much, Meldy. It is Juniper 2022, the first day. And we are only a couple of hours in and we're already almost at $45,000, which is
so
phenomenal.
Good.
And we've got Shannon here.
Oh, good morning.
Thursdays are a new thing for you, aren't they?
Thursdays are now my day, family. So if you've been missing me on a Wednesday, I'm here Thursday.
We have. You should see the list of text messages. Where's Shannon?
I actually tomorrow. Did have someone ask me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Jodie McGuire who already has a segment in here, but she did ask where I was.
Why weren't you there? Well, funnily enough, we have people who are obviously giving and sharing their stories and just, you know, sending messages all the time this morning. And someone like Carissa from Winthrop who said when she gave, thank you for being a constant since I was a little girl. And I love the humour and realness of the morning show. Love Shannon's spot and the similarities in our stage of parenting and the interview each week with the pastor from up north. I think she's talking about Hammo.
Oh, she's talking about Hammo.
You know, always seems to be talking to me. Especially love that it's a safe station for my kids to listen to. So thank you so much. And, you know, we hear this all the time. You know, the theme is seen and heard, Shannon.
Yes.
And people get to hear from you weekly about your life. And we get so many stories of people saying, yeah, I actually feel seen because of the stuff that you share, which relates to what I go through day to day.
And for the family, I feel heard. So you guys feel seen and I feel heard because it can be really lonely business parenting. I mean, it's physically lonely and quite isolating when you have newborns.
Yeah.
I remember that feeling of being really, really alone and trapped. And I wasn't. Like, I had all you girls and I had my friends, but it's a really alone time. And then full circle, when you go back to having teenagers, you want to just be alone. You want to go back to feeling isolated. But I just feel that that's really, I don't know. Obviously, I like to bring a bit of humour to it and a bit of realness, but something I really value is authenticity.
Mm.
And it's something in my life that I like to... And as I've gotten older, I think it's come up for me more and more. And I think just being authentic, I think we're in a world now that there's a lot of filters on everything. There's filters on what we say, there's filters on how we look, there's filters on our beliefs, there's filters mm-hmm. on everything. Everyone is portraying something, not everyone,
a lot of people.
Yes. Are portraying something that they're not. And our kids there feel they have to be something that they're not.
Mm.
And I just don't want to do that. I know it's not perfect, obviously. I fond of a bit of a filter on myself. But I want to be authentic in my approach to my parenting. And I think that has helped me when people share, you know, not the misery. It's not to be negative, but it's just the realness of it.
It's relatable.
It's relatable, yeah. And it makes us feel like we're not alone.
Mm.
And I think God wants us to feel in community together. He doesn't want us to feel alone. I think aloneness is not of him.
No.
And so when I can be authentic in my stories mm-hmm. and expose a bit of myself and be vulnerable in that, and I'm okay with that because I'm at a place now where I'm happy to be vulnerable with you guys, with the family, and you know, and share that realness, if that helps us feel more together in this, then I think that is really
that's
valuable.
Doing life together. And that's being authentically doing life together. And that's so true. And I'm sure you'll have a little snippet of something that's going on in your life in a second. But
it's been a perfect week.
But we're going to go to a break soon. But in the meantime, family, if that relates to you, if you go, that resonates with me, I feel like I'm a part of a community that cares and that is authentic, then we need to keep it on the airways. And the only way we can do that is with your support. So being matched dollar for dollar at the moment, thanks to Andrew, give us a call, 9313-0985, and tell us, how does Shannon make you feel seen and heard?
Please don't ring if you're my kids.
Or get onto the website, 98five.com.
FM 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan and Shannon for breakfast, and it's June Appeal 2022. Guys, we are sitting at $44,848.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we want to get to $621,000 by close of business next Thursday. So, but we'd love to see this tally just rise rapidly. And get this done. Get this done.
Yes. Let's give some thank yous. Yeah. Thank you to Tegan in Port Kennedy. Thank you to Jeremy and Rhonda in Kingsley. Would you like to do the next one, Shannon?
I would like to do the next one. Is this one here, Nico? From Hocking? No?
This one.
Oh, thank you from David from Joondalup.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. First time supporter. We love that.
Yeah, we love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You want to do the next one too?
Hey, guys, I'm not a professional radio host.
I'm sorry.
What?
How many appeals have you done?
I've done a lot, actually.
More than me.
Contrary to my current skill level. Okay, let's thank Martina Coffee from Ravenswood. Thank you so much. And, Marja Leo from Mount Pleasant. Thank you so much. And Abraham from Canning Vale.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shannon. And Shannon, we were talking about authenticity, talking about being real and how that the relatableness, is that a word? Relatableness of you.
That's a word, yeah.
For families.
Relatability.
And relatability.
Relatability. Yeah, that's the
word. Word.
For parents and people going through just day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And you like to share authentic stories. Can you give us a bit of an example of what you're dealing with right now?
Okay. So I can, because I said I was authentic, so let's go there. three sons, and we've been on a journey from newborn to now where we're at with our eldest son. And what's dawned on me this week is it was not that so long ago that I was teaching my son the skill of going to the toilet.
It is a skill.
Now, that is not... Like you think newborns, you think babies, you never think, I'm going to have to teach this little person how to wipe their bottom and how not to spread it all over everywhere.
Yeah.
And it just, like, all the Instagram posts in the world never prepare you for how unglamorous that is. And that was quite a skill. And once we had achieved...
Or how much eucalyptus spray you've had to use over the
years. Yep. And how many baby wipes you've gone through.
Yeah.
And three kids later, I'm like, okay, I'm done with the hard skill teaching. Like, I've handballed the rest. I don't know what else there is in. And then my eldest is 16 in a few weeks, and it dawned on me that teaching him to wipe his bottom is nothing on teaching that kid how to drive a car.
I think
terrifying. It's going to... There's going to be some of the same excrement. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to be easy.
No.
Someone's going to need to go to the toilet, and it's probably not going to be him.
No.
Do you think he's going to be a good driver?
No. No. I don't.
If there's anyone who's got some tips for Shannon on how to teach your son how to drive and do it in a way that you don't feel like you're going to have a mental breakdown in the car.
Is that possible?
Well, I don't know. I just gave it to Tim until they were at a position where they could drive without me feeling like I was going to die. It was my last day on earth. But, you know, look,
I hear that.
If you've got any tips or any hints while you are calling to give for Jude Appeal 2022, you might want to help shout it out.
Yes,
or
please.
Or share your stories about how you helped get your kids to learn to drive. Because
I'll give you a tip
a big one.
That my mum... Don't do this.
Oh, okay.
My mum would just at everything.
Yes.
And she'd grab the hand, you know, like the
yes.
handle. She'd go, she'd grab the handle every time. That is more distracting.
Yeah.
I know.
That's more likely to cause a crash.
My mum did the invisible brake.
Oh, you should kick the floor.
Oh, she would brake all the time. All the time. Like, it was just not fun.
Oh, goodness.
But look, let's keep talking, family. This is what it's like. We do life together.
We do.
Give us a call, 9313-0985 or 98five.com to give. Everything's being matched dollar for dollar. Dan here for breakfast with Shannon on this Thursday morning. Shannon's been sharing a little bit about her authentic life as a parent. you know, we wanted to ask you, it's Jude Appeal 2022, seen and heard. And have you seen yourself or your family representing the topics we talk about? Because we hear that quite often. And you were just sharing a story about the new skill you're going to have to teach your son.
That's right. We're going to have to teach our eldest how to drive, which, you know... It's frightening.
It is terrifying.
Look, it's terrifying.
I'm going to be authentic. Terrifying. It is terrifying.
Yeah.
Done it twice. Oh, I've got one to go and I can't wait till it's done.
Done.
Fine. You know? Well, on the line we have got Jordan who's going to give us some advice. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning.
You're driving, so that's a good start.
Yes, that is a good start. And being 22, I very recently learned how to drive.
Ooh.
Only just a couple of years ago.
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Tell us.
What I didn't actually get taught too much from my parents. I went straight to a driving school, as it was.
Oh, good.
Smart.
Outsource.
Yep.
So, as it is, I have autism ADHD, so learning to drive a manual is quite difficult because there's a lot more things I have to try and process. So, along that, they decided that an auto is a lot easier to learn. So instead of starting on a manual, I decided to start with an auto.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went through a driving school, and they taught me how to use an auto. And it was a really good thing, and I got a lot of out of it. And they can be a lot more strict and lenient at the same time because they know what they're doing. And so they like got little cars out, showed how to do directions and all this stuff, and it was just really good. So, yeah, you can just go straight to the driving school.
Oh, okay. That's your advice. Don't do it, Shannon.
Well, I like that, Jordan, because if you've listened to my segment at all over the last however many years, outsourcing my parenting is it's something that I'm quite fond of. So I would happily outsource the driving lessons.
Boom.
There you go.
Happy days. We've also got Tegan on the line. Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning, family. How are you?
We are great.
Good.
Have you got some advice about teaching kids to drive?
Look, once again, Shannon and I are exactly the same. I too also have a teenage boy who, unfortunately for myself, will be 18 in July.
Oh, wow.
So my advice to you, Shannon, is what we do when we first get in the car is obviously pray.
Yes.
But also, if you happen to have a car like mine, where if you're in the passenger side and obviously your child is in the driving seat, you've got one of those little handles just above the window.
Oh,
I very very stealthily make sure that I sort of reach my hand up every time we go round a roundabout or we turn a corner or something like that. I always manage to sort of hang on for dear life for that. So that would be my advice to
That's good.
Always use that little handle just in case.
Tegan, do you reckon it would be inappropriate for me to wear a crash hat as well? Would that instill, level of confidence in his driving? Would he be offended, do you think, if I wore like a stack hat and held on for dear life, praying in tongues we're driving?
Maybe if you both wore one, it might go down okay.
Yep.
And I would probably also maybe advise some high vis just in case there is an accident. You can be, seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely pray before you get in the car. That's always a good start.
Oh, thank you, girlfriend. So I appreciate that.
We
Thanks
love
for going life with me.
You could go for full Formula One outfit.
Yes.
And just, but then that might spur him on to speed. You know, it's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's hard. It's a tough journey, right?
Well, this is what we do here. We talk about the tough...
We workshop the parenting.
...conversations and the topics here, and we need your support to keep that going, guys. It is June Appeal 2022, seen and heard.
Yep.
The tally is still moving. We are literally $2 away from $45,000, guys. It is being matched dollar for dollar. Let's do it right now. Thanks to Andrew, 93130985 or 98five.com.
All right, there's a crash. Hampton Road between High Street and South Street in Fremantle. Emergency services are on site. Crash has cleared Great Eastern Highway eastbound prior to Hardy Road in Glen Forest. Fog, obvious. Mitchell Freeway southbound, slow Whitford Avenue, Warwick Road to Reed Highway, Hutton Street, Finson Street. Kanata Freeway northbound is busy. Leach Highway to Canning Highway, Grand Farmer Freeway, no delays, and the North Bridge Tunnel moving well in both directions.
Thank you, Dan.
It
is June Appeal 2022, seen and heard. The tally is ticking along. We've gone over 45,000.
Whoa, come on now.
45,698. That's amazing. Keep it coming. And thanks to everyone who's already given. But we've been talking with Shannon here. Just life in general, authentic parenting and learning to drive and teaching your kids how to drive. Got Colleen on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, tell us your story.
Yeah. I've got some advice for Sharon or Shannon.
Sharon's good.
We love Sharon.
Shannon's much better. Colleen, give me some advice.
Yeah, you know what? I am all for outsourcing as well, but my parents were very similar. When I had to learn how to drive, which is now my husband, we were just dating, and my dad said to him, look, you need to learn how to drive. So guess what? You are the lucky winner. And off we went one Sunday afternoon after church, and the next thing, we stopped in front of the graveyard.
Oh.
And I said to him, so what are we doing here? And he said to me, well, you know what? Your first driving lesson will be in here because at least you won't kill anyone in here.
It's still so much confidence. So much confidence.
Exactly. 29 years later and we're still married, believe it or not.
Oh, I love that. Beautiful, Colleen.
That is a romantic story.
It was a real roller coaster of emotions there.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't sure where that was headed.
Thank you, Colleen. But get on the phones right now, 93130985, and dig deep because we are matching. Andrew's matching everything you donate for who knows how long.
Yeah.
We're at 45,818 right now.
And we're going to be back after news and sport with a June Appeal version of Shinology, I take it.
Ooh, yes.
Family, there's been a crash Great Northern Highway. It's now closed southbound prior to Broome Highway in Middle Swan. Traffic management will be attending. Traffic is pretty heavy on the approach. Please seek an alternate route if you can. There's been a crash Hampton Road. It's closed between High Street and South Street in Frio. Emergency services are on site, along with Western Power. Traffic heavy there as well. Please avoid the area. And to the freeway, southbound slow, Whitford Avenue, Hutton Street, then again at Vincent Street. Northbound, very busy, Leach Highway to Cranford Avenue, then further up at Canning Highway. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you so much, Meldy. And it is now time for Dan.
Shannon-nage. It's not as good.
Do you want to do it again?
Leon, can you come do it? Because you do it better than me.
Hang on a minute. Oh, it's coming.
Here we go.
Here he comes.
I need a live.
Shannon and a knowledge.
Yes, he's so much better.
So nice.
Can you just come to my house and do that before I speak at any time?
Kids, I've got a...
Uncle Leon's here.
Uncle
be quiet.
Uncle Leon's here. I've got some knowledge for you.
All right, so what Shannon knowledge do you have for us today?
Get on your online banking and just donate all your flipping money so we can get this happening and keep it on the air because when your kids are in the car, family...
yep.
They need to hear 98.5.
Apologies for Shannon saying flipping.
She's just flipping pancakes. It's breakfast, all right? Just calm down.
You hadn't pointed that out, mister.
Oh, someone.
Anyway.
Someone, they noticed.
Oh, right? It's okay, family.
Jeez.
So, no, but listen. Listen to Sunshine. Put 98.5 on your preset. And when the kids are in the car, make sure that is on. You know, it's good listening. And I like it. I don't ever, everything else I have to censor. I have to censor myself because I'm not a great communicator sometimes. I have to censor, you know, the things that they're watching all the time. But I never, ever, ever have to censor the radio when it's on 98.5.
Oh, I love that.
That
well,
is
that is
that's my
seriously good shenology there. Mm-hmm. And so do what Shannon says because Shannon's shenology is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
What do I say, people? Somebody do what
hey,
I say.
Listen to Shannon. She's a cool girl. But, guys, we are at $48,188, which is unbelievable. Yeah. It's 8:47 in the morning.
Amazing.
Can we get to $50,000 before 9 a.m.? I challenge you.
Yes,
we can.
We challenge you, and because Andrew's challenging you to match you dollar for dollar. It's still going. We don't know how long it's going to last for, but be a part of that. And Shannon, thanks for being a part of 98.5 all these years.
Thanks, family.
Bye, Shannon.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.